there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
What's upset you now?
I'm on holiday currently, all right? And yesterday I was playing mini golf, right? It's a big thing with the Ranganathans. We love a bit of mini golf. Crazy golf.
Crazy golf.
Yeah, but do you know what?
What's the difference between mini golf and crazy golf?
Well, I wish some of these establishments fucking knew that, Sean, because some of them are called mini golf, some of them are called crazy golf. There's been times when we've turned up to crazy golf things as a family, and I've got to be honest, there's been a complete absence of crazy. Do you mean like I think in my head, you know when you watch American movies and they have crazy golf, it's always got to play the ball through a Tyrannosaurus Rex's arsehole, and then it shoots out his mouth across a river. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Into the clown that laughs and spits it back out again.
Yeah, exactly. All of that. Yeah. It's so rare to come up against a crazy golf course like that. At most, there'll be sort of a toy dinosaur.
Half a bit of gutter does not constitute crazy.
Exactly. Oh, the slope's a little bit different to how I expected. That's crazy.
Oh, it's a bit of a zigzag. Fucking hell. When will this craziness end?
Yeah. Oh, there's some stones in the astro. Oh, that's a bit wacky. Do you know what I mean?
The craziness is that we're playing golf in a car park. This is mad.
I know.
Tell you what the craziness is. You just charged me £15 to play it.
So fucking annoying. And the worst thing is, though, but there's certain things that I get, like, aggy about spending money on. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I would spend ridiculous amounts of money on trainers and shit like that, and I don't bat an eyelid. If crazy golf...
Oh, Rom.
What?
Rom.
What?
You haven't got those trainers that, like, have a bit that come out the back, do you? All these people that wear trucker caps like you have these colourful, like, luminous trainers. They look like a child has coloured them in. And they got a big bit that comes off the back. What the fuck is that?
I know, it's like the design was finished about 3 accessories ago, but you're charging £600 for me, like, we can't leave it. That's like, mate, the fucking trainers are done. No, we're just going to add a little wedge sticking out the side.
Yeah. I don't think trainers need wings.
Have you seen those?
It's the walking.
Yeah. Well, there are some Adidas trainers that have actually got wings coming out the side of them.
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck, I can't.
Anyway, sorry, crazy golf.
So go on, sorry.
Just to clarify as well, I think the distinction between mini golf and crazy golf, it's pitch and putt and crazy golf. I think mini golf and crazy golf are ultimately the same thing.
Yes, they're interchangeable. Right?
Yeah.
But this, I would describe this golf as mini. We're playing, basically, in front of us, as we're playing through, there's a group of about seven lads, right? And... I don't know if you guys know about etiquette, but on a mini golf or crazy golf course, but regardless of whether it's crazy or mini, there are some rules. Yeah, so what you do is if there's somebody waiting behind you, you play as quickly as you can, you don't fuck about. And if you've taken a slightly longer time than you should have done because one of your party is a bit shit, you raise your hand as you move on to the next hole and you say, sorry about that, right? These guys...
I very often do.
I don't think that's written in a rule book anywhere, but yeah.
No, but you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to. This is fucking basic manners. Yeah, it's common decency. We're standing there. We finished a previous hole.
When you move on, let me just clarify. When you move on to a different hole, you put your hand up and you apologise.
No. Not if there's nobody there. Like, what I'm saying is, if you, if you, It's not like part of the traditions of the game. Oh, you haven't done your wave, mate. Can you do a little wave to the hole behind? No, it's okay. Like if you've taken a long time and the group behind you have had to wait a little bit, it's just courteous, isn't it, to just sort of raise your hand and go.
I raise my hand if it's a zebra crossing.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. But people are meant to.
You would be an absolute fucking nightmare on a mini golf course. You'd be slow. You've got no hand-eye coordination. Your etiquette is absolutely non-existent.
What do you mean about my etiquette? You are the last person I would have been stuck behind on a mini golf course. Paul, you eat with your mouth open.
Not on a crazy golf course, I don't.
Do you know what was so? By the way, Paul, I completely agree with you regards to Sean. He'd be the most fucking inconsiderate crazy golfer around, right?
And also, what is going on?
You've given yourself away there, where you've gone. You know, on a zebra crossing, where you raise your head. What you've done there, if you tried to pretend to have empathy, and it's backfired, because nobody can relate to that example at all. Because fucking nobody does that. You know when you do your courteous thank you on a zebra crossing? No, we don't, Sean. Because we're not masquerading as a human that's got consideration.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe this is... Go back to the fucking crazy golf thing. Come on. Stupid game. Come on.
So anyway, the point is, these guys were taking a really long time. They kept restarting every time it sort of went slightly wrong, right? Yeah. And so we finished a previous hole, and we're waiting for ages and ages and ages. And then it gets to a point where, this is the thing, it gets to the point where I start thinking, have I got to do something here? Do you know what I mean? Like, I am
the representative. What are you
going to do? Well, like, you know, like...
Just one of those. Come on, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I start feeling... I start feeling a bit of extra pressure, like, oh my God, like, I'm with my family. The Ranganathans are getting absolutely mugged off here by this group.
Your pants pulled down on the mini golf.
Yeah, exactly. And this behaviour started, by the way, from hole three. There's another 15 holes to play through here. Am I just going to basically fucking allow myself to be pied off the entire course? Or do I step up on behalf of the fact? Because this is one of life's tests. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do? You don't know what you're going to do until you're in that situation. And here I am in this situation, and I'm just like, what do I do? And also, there's something very sort of embarrassing about being a fat dad when there's a group of lads in their prime in front. Do you know what I mean? It's just sort of, I'm wearing similar kind of clothes to them. They're not fitting me as well. do you know what I mean? My T-shirt.
This is about more than mini golf.
this is about, there's some young bucks that have stepped onto my fucking course.
On your manor.
Yeah, and they've pissed on my windmill to mark their territory. And I've got to step up and challenge them for it. Yeah, so I was like, I started like agonising. I started thinking, is my wife going to start losing respect for me if I don't say something? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I started like... I started like kind of shrugging and tutting every now and again.
Nice.
So,
passive aggressive.
Looking at the watch
like Sonic the Hedgehog. Tapping your feet. Hands on hips is always a good one.
And do you know what you do? You start challenging yourself to be louder and louder. It's like Dick and Dom playing the bogey game. Do you know what I mean? You sort of like every now and again they do something, you go, Oh, for God's, come on. Wow. And then my kids start modelling my behaviour. So they start, I've sent the message to them now that it's all right for them to do that. And then they start making noises. And it starts to get very sort of, I would describe it as high pressured. I would say I started to feel anxiety about this whole situation. What would you have done?
Yeah, go on. Well, Hank, I have a question. Did you have anyone that you could look at? So if you're on a train and someone's playing music out loud,
yeah,
where it ends up, I think the most English thing you can do is you're absolutely fuming, so you just look at someone else on the carriage and sort of roll your eyes.
Classic. Well,
did you have anyone? Yeah, classic.
Try and get an ally.
Vintage.
Well, I would have done that. I would have done that, except the people in this situation that were potential allies turned out to be arseholes, because we had this family behind us. And what happened was we were sandwiched, right? And what happened was, this is what happened. This no good deed goes unpunished, right? Because we wanted to, we're waiting for this nest of to play through this hole, right? And then this family behind us, we didn't want to hold them up, so we would play through quickly. And what would happen is, the family behind, the guys in front of us would just play as slowly as they like. We're stood in between. And the family behind us would just keep replaying their hole. So everybody had golf to play, except for the Ranganathans, who were just sort of stuck in the middle. Do you know what I mean? Oh, and so these people, the people behind us, there was no point looking to them. And they're having the fucking day of their lives.
Golf limbo.
You know what I mean?
Well, and the worst thing in that situation, when you try and sort of ally up with someone, is when that, like, if you're in the bus situation, you turn around and go, bloody, that's a bit loud, isn't it? And then they sort of turn out to be on the side of the fucking perpetrator.
Oh, mate. They just enjoy themselves. Worse. Yeah. Just young people having a good time, mate. Exactly. Just having a good time. Doesn't bother me. Do you know what? Actually, I think there could be more music in the world. So
turn it up. They get up and start dancing. I actually really like this, man.
Yeah. What do you prefer? Your bus journey silent, do you? You square. Why do you loosen up a little bit?
I actually, to ask what I would do, I had a situation. I play actual golf. And I was playing late.
I play actual golf.
Fuck off, you tosser.
Oh, I'm an adult. I play actual golf.
Still not any good, are you?
I'll tell you what. I've been prepared to wager I'm a lot fucking better than you are. I would absolutely... I'd give anything to get you out on the golf course.
Do you know what? The idea that you think being better at golf than Sean Walsh is a brag is fucking...
You've got to take these small victories where you can get them, Rob.
The venom with which you said that. I beat you has never fucking held a golf club in his life. I'll smash the shit out of you, mate.
Oh, just so easy to sit there having never tried anything and just take cheap shots at anyone...
He's just trying to have a go, Sean. He's just trying to make a difference in the world.
Just sat there sipping your water going, I'd play actual golf. Fuck you.
Backseat driver.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Backseat driver was. Just God, I'll tell you what, I went with somebody the other day, terrible driver. Do you drive? No. You're like an internet troll. You're like an incel. That's what you are. Just sat there, golf, ooh, driving. But I was out playing actual golf, and I was on the 14th hole, and the tee for this is very long-winded, but the tee for the 13th hole is adjacent to the tee for the 15th. And the group behind us, it was getting dark, they cut round... So they missed out the 14th hole and went straight onto the 15th, which meant they would have got to finish. We would have got held up because it was starting to get dark. So they've like missed out the 14th and cut across. And I did.
Can I just
I gave it the old... I said, hey!
What did you do?
Shouted, mate.
What do you mean you did?
Go on!
I'd done the maths. I'd sort of figured out what was what. Looked at who I had with me. Looked at who they were.
I see. Right. Got you.
I thought golf couldn't get any more boring, and you're now describing golf traffic.
Ramesh, sorry. Do you play golf?
I've just started. Literally just started. Actually.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, for God's sake.
I love it.
It's
really good.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What's your problem with
why can't people that do sport just keep it to themselves?
What do you mean?
It's like Fitbit owners. Fitbit owners, you get Fitbit owners, then you're talking to them and they'll just interrupt whatever you're saying and tell you how many steps they've done. Oh my god, I've done 10,000 steps. Unless someone's out of a wheelchair, I don't give a fuck, do I? So what happened with the golf? Did it climax? Did you end up smashing everyone up with the golf club?
No, because I did the maths like Paul did. And I realised that unless I wanted all three of my children dead, I wasn't really going to be able to
I mean, that's another bad situation, is when you sort of like, "Hey, mate, what are you doing?" And they turn around and they're like, "Yeah,
yeah, like, exactly, oh, God, exactly." I've done that before.
No, hold on, mate. No, I just wanted to be able to say this. You apologise, yeah, and then we sort of
yeah,
go about.
Yeah, sorry,
our
I'm just trying to look like I've got some bollocks in front yeah, of the family. Exactly. I don't want to back this up or support this in any way. Yeah.
Ramesh, right, many years ago, known Paul now for 15 years or something yeah. like that. Many years ago, me and Paul were on a tube, and you know, Paul's half Irish, I'm half Irish, both have Irish parents, and we were making some sort of very light generalisations about Ireland, I think, and then it transpired that the two guys sitting opposite us were, you know, homegrown, fully Irish, right. And they went, "Easy lads, now come on, calm down." And Paul's like, "I'm so sorry." And we explained, "Don't worry, we're half Irish." And all was forgiven, right? All was forgiven, right? Everything was absolute. Paul, do you remember this?
I think I know what you're going to say because it's hurt.
Right? With no warning, we got off the tube, right? I think that's the end of it. I'm waiting to go overground. Paul goes, "Wait there, wait there, wait there." The door shut. He turned around, given the middle finger. Ran off, even though the doors were shut and the tube was moving. As if they were going to pull the emergency button.
I'd just like to add, this was 15 years ago, but yeah, I mean, still, it's...
Yeah, when you were in your 30s.
I mean, there is no greater cowardly finishing move in life as the closed door tube middle finger. There is
Paul, the excuse it was 15 years ago only works if you're now 19 years old.